Okay, so talking about My Last Duchess, and Mo said I should just record it. So here you go, guys. My Last Duchess, the main message, the inferred message of the whole poem is about the violent effects of patriarchy. So the Duke himself, Ferrera, is a symbol of the patriarchy. You can talk about that because he's a duke, first of all, but also the fact that it says, mine gift of a 900-year-old name. So the fact that he has a 900-year-old name, but also the word choice of gift, emphasizes that he thinks it is something that gives him power.
Oh, cool.
So the speaker is obviously a powerful person in those ways, but also the fact that it's a monologue and he's the only one that gets to speak is something that also sets him up as being a powerful figure. You can talk to Jarrell. You don't have to.
I'm not in this conversation.
He's not in this conversation. But when we talk about the violent effects of patriarchy, that's in all the suggestions about the violence that his commands conduct. So line 45, I gave commands, then all smiles stopped together. So he gave the fact that the implications of that for the reader are that he murdered his wife. Those implications suggest to us that the effects of patriarchy are rather violent and vicious, because this suggestion there is that she's killed. The suggestion that she's killed is also in the part where he talks about the blush that dies along her throat. I'm just trying to find where that is. Oh, the faint half flush that dies along her throat, line 18 and 19. Further connotations of kind of a violent violence that has been done to the Duchess. Aziz has got a question.
All right.
The detentions today. The detentions are probably in the other studio. That side. Yeah, the other side.
So, I have a decision, by the way.
I hope you don't. Okay, Zizer, what's your question, bud?
How does the 900-year-old name he has represent the patriarchy?
So him as the Duke of Ferrera is his 900-year-old name. And patriarchy and aristocracy is something that's passed down through his name.
What, from generations?
Yeah, from generations. But yeah, also the fact that he calls it a gift is suggestive of how it's something that gives him power. It's something good, right? The word choice of good implying the positivity of that name and the power it gives. So also then there's the possessiveness of him and what that implies about the patriarchy's effects on women. So the fact that she's a painting, the metaphor of the painting, it's obvious that she is objectified by him, because she's actually made into an object in the poem.
Would it also be like with the word my, essentially?
Yeah, so the personal pronoun my would also suggest that he owns her, showing the way that the patriarchy objectifies especially women.
He kind of solidifies the fact that she is his, because like whenever another, specifically male, tries to interact with her, he gets quite defensive and angry. For instance, when he says, the bow of cherries some officious fool bought for her and broke in the orchard for her. And also, when she smiled for the painter of the portrait, it kind of he gets really angry at that fact as well.
Yeah, he talks about how, shall I say, too soon made glad. He gets a little bit annoyed with her, too easily impressed.
So he's more possessive than, because, like,
well, he's not impressed with her, too, right? So yeah, the fact that she's doing things he doesn't like implies how that possessiveness, too.
Yeah, it shows that he's used to having power, so he's used to the patriarchy.
Kind of seeing how, like, men believe they have more power overall.
Yeah. Yes. And so if we want to look at the effects of that power, it could be in the fact that she doesn't have a voice in the whole poem. She's literally an object. And the way that he limits her in those things we just talked about. Also, you could kind of talk about like the fact that he's bragging about her as a point of her objectification, that she is just an object to be bragged about, just like at the end where he says, notice Neptune taming a seahorse, that she's just as interesting to talk about now as an interesting statue that he has, showing how she's objectified. So the easiest probably, so if we will, that message about how this is about the violent effects of patriarchy. The easiest thing to compare it to is probably London, where you have the order of society, the chartered, emphasized by chartered streets, and the effects of that order in every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, and all those obvious negative connotations of the struggle there.
So what's like the message that they'd be giving off the authors of the poem in their specific context?
Well, London is more about the oppression that the Industrial Revolution has caused for people, whereas in My Last Duchess, it's about the effects of patriarchy on individuals. You also could talk about this poem with Tissue, because Tissue is about power systems and how they're created, but in Tissue you have sort of like an abstract removed speaker, where you could contrast that with the monologue. So the abstract removed speaker could kind of talk about how no one has control of the whole story. It's just stating things about how they are, that are there. And then you could contrast it with the symbolism of the pieces of paper as being structures, whereas in here they're just structures that give form, and in sometimes they give guidance, like maps too. Maps are meant to be positive in their structures, whereas the painting is just a symbol of objectification. And then in Tissue you also have all the light breaking through those things, showing that it has a positive tone about the effects of control. Sweet!